Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland delivered the first federal budget in 2 years in the House of Commons yesterday, announcing $101.4 billion in new spending over the next 3 years, including $30 billion set aside for a national $10-a-day childcare program. Freeland also outlined the government's intention to introduce a $15-a-day minimum wage within federally regulated industries and sectors. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland joins the VOCM Morning Show from Ottawa. Good morning.
Ben, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. We mentioned just some of the highlights in the introduction. For you, what aspects of the budget are you most proud of?
You know what? I am most proud of us being able to say we are going to support the creation of 1 million jobs by the end of this year, as we promised in the speech from the throne. At the end of the day, this budget is about getting Canada back to work. It's about our country coming roaring back from COVID.
For childcare promises, $10 a day childcare in about 5 years. Why was that such an important piece?
Well, you know, I am a working mother myself. I have three kids, and I know how hard it is to work when you can't sort out childcare and how expensive childcare is. One of my friends said to me the other day, it's like a second mortgage. And I also know that our families and our economies, they need mothers to be able to work if they want to. And so committing to early learning and childcare across the country for $10 a day, this is going to be the best, most important economic policy for Canada since NAFTA.
And correct me if I'm wrong, it's expected to be cut in about half by the end of 2022?
That is our target, okay. Is that what people pay right now, you should have a 50% reduction by the end of 2022. That's exactly right, Ben.
The $15 minimum wage, how exactly will this work? Would that be an incremental increases over time or straight to 15?
Straight to 15, and I want to be clear, it's in federally regulated industries, but we really hope that by taking a leadership position there, the federal government, it's going to help low-wage workers across the country, and we hope we'll see provinces and territories, some of them already have a minimum wage, and we hope that they will really join in at that level.
We're speaking with Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, and a lot in there on the green economy. How exactly will this fuel a recovery?
Well, you know, I think we all know that the world, it's not just Canada, it's the whole world, has had this realization that we have to go green, that we have to transition to a green economy. And I think for us as Canadians, it's really important. You know, we can either be leading the charge towards that green economy or be left behind. And I know that for Canada, we need to be leading the charge. And so our government is making a lot of significant investments to help Canadian businesses, to help Canadian industries make that transition to the green economy. You know, for Newfoundland and Labrador, that is going to include continued work on the Atlantic Loop, which I think is really, really promising.
And how would that play into the oil industry as well, both here and in Alberta, where many Newfoundlanders and Labradorians work?
Well, you know, I'm originally from Alberta, and so I am very, very proud of Canada's energy sector. I know all of the really good-paying jobs the energy sector creates. And you know what? As finance minister, I am grateful to the energy sector for its contribution to our economy, its huge contribution to our exports. And this budget includes a significant investment in a major new tax credit for carbon storage and utilization. And that is going to be really important for our energy sector.
Obviously, a huge deficit to the tune of $354.2 billion, but actually lower than what was expected at $381.6 billion in the fall economic statement. But how greatly does that deficit concern you?
Well, that was the deficit for last year, for 2020-2021. And you took the words out of my mouth, Ben. It's less than we provisioned for, and it's less than the Parliamentary Budget Officer expected. And I think Canadians should be really reassured by that, because what that should say to Canadians is we are careful in our forecasts. We are careful in our calculations. And if we say we can do something, we have counted and sliced and diced those numbers a million times before saying it. So, yeah, we spent a lot of money last year to get Canadians through COVID, to support Canadians, to keep our economy from being irreparably scarred by this virus. And we're going to need to spend some more money to finish conquering COVID and to get Canadians back to work. But that is money really, really well spent. It would actually be foolish to be doing less. And we have a really, really prudent plan for the future.
Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, thank you for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show from Ottawa.
Okay, it was really, really nice to talk to you, Ben. And I'm sorry to hear about those flurries.